This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the caveat that Wall Street is a fickle, fickle beast, I'm obliged to point out as we get going, the traders seem to have voted a day early with the news from FBI Director James Comey yesterday that there was nothing to see after all in those additional emails, and with reports of early voting seeming to favor Hillary Clinton. All three major indices broke that 9-day losing streak they took into the weekend, and they broke it with extreme prejudice gains of 2% or more across the board. Even though the political campaign is going to be over tomorrow, the money campaign does continue, those last-minute fundraising appeals that are flooding many an inbox and Facebook feeds. It is not, given the clock, like those donations are going to be spent by Election Day. So where is that money going to go? From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
An email from the Trump campaign today says the candidate's gaining in key battleground states and asks for as little as $5. An email from the Clinton campaign asks supporters to chip in even just a single dollar to support her race to the finish. And will that money help elect Trump or Clinton tomorrow?
Not in the amount of time that it would take to spend it in terms of making any major difference in the election.
Political scientist Bert Johnson at Middlebury College says these appeals are more about political fights to come.
Building your network by encouraging donations, getting names, getting people on lists.
Richard Brifalt, an expert on campaign finance at Columbia Law School, says raising money may be the least important part of asking at this stage of the campaign.
There's also some evidence that it just continues to energize people. I mean, people can participate by voting, by wearing buttons, by making phone calls and giving money.
And money raised now will help pay off debts the candidates are racking up in the last weeks of the campaign, says political scientist Andrew Gillespie at Emory University. For legal battles over voting or
unforeseen expenses tomorrow. Let's say you need to rent another van in order to get people out to the polls.
Leftover campaign funds can also be passed along to other party committees and candidates. But Bert Johnson says mostly campaigns try to spend down their balances.
If you end the campaign with a lot of money in the bank, you're doing it wrong, especially if you're on the losing side. So you could have spent more and perhaps done a little bit better, but didn't.
Which, he says, is one reason campaigns actually try to finish the race in debt. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.